Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show Network. This is Robert Rogers. I'm the founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2004. Parkinson's Recovery is dedicated to provide information, resources, and support to individuals who are currently experiencing the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, as well as their family members. We've been airing the radio show now for over a decade. There are over 260 interviews that I've conducted over the past decade with some amazing individuals. And I do want to stress amazing, remarkable pioneers who've discovered ways that people can find sustained relief from whatever symptoms they might be experiencing that are associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. What I think I am now well known for is introducing some therapies that most people don't know a whole lot about, some promising therapies that we'd like for people to know more about so that you can do your own investigations to see if this might call out to you. And of course, talk about them with your doctor as well. My guest today is Kenneth Swartz, who is the Chief Executive Officer of C60 Purple Power, and Ken will be addressing the question, can carbon 60 reduce Parkinson's symptoms? Ken, thank you so much for taking the time to be a guest on the radio show today.
Thank you for having me here.
So Ken, tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a research scientist, and when I was working on a metal oxygen fusion reactor project, I was looking for some extra radiation protection for my crew and myself, and because most of the people have been doing work on this for the late doctor this and the late doctor that, and I didn't want to end up, passing away or any of the people I'm working with, so I discovered this stuff called carbon 60, and they did like some scientific studies. They gave one set of rats carbon 60, the other set of rats didn't get any carbon 60, and they hit them with like fatal doses of radiation or multiple fatal doses of radiation, and the rats, few if any of the carbon 60 rats got sick or died, whereas all the control rats which didn't get C60, they all perished almost immediately. So when I heard about that radiation protection that carbon 60 gave, I got a couple sources for my crew and myself, and that's kind of how, and then it improved my health so much. Even after the research was over, improved my health so much, I kept doing it, and I went to my eye doctor about 7 months after the research project was over. I'd been taking C60 on and off. I wasn't so good about it, but my dry macular degeneration had completely disappeared. And then, but that's not the end of it. My friend Gary Rodriguez, he was our electrical engineer. He had developed by that time severe wet macular degeneration. It was so bad, lesions in the back of his eyeball, that he couldn't hardly practice his profession being an electrical engineer anymore. And so he started taking C60 Purple Power and .com, and he after about a year, his wet macular degeneration, the lesions completely healed up, and his type 2 diabetes went away. And you can actually go, we have a YouTube channel called C60 Purple Power, and if you go to the YouTube channel and watch the show Eyes on C60, you can see his before and after pictures of the inside of his eyeball. He generously allowed us to post them.
So for listeners, let me repeat that YouTube channel again. It's C, the letter C as in cat, 60, that's the number 60, and then the word purple, not gray or black or orange, but the word purple, P-U-R-P-L-E, power, P-O-W-E-R. Well, you have listeners on the edge of their seats. What is carbon 60?
Okay, carbon 60, it's a molecule of 60 carbon atoms that's shaped exactly like a little soccer ball. It's about 1 nanometer across, and its scientific name is Buckminster Fuller, because Buckminster Fuller actually predicted back in the 70s that such a molecule would be found and that it would have medical benefits. Now, how he knew that, I don't know. But it's like it's an allotropic carbon. It's 100% carbon, and it's in the same family as like graphite, diamond, and graphene.
How in the world was carbon-60 discovered?
Well, it was it's a guy, basically the guy named Harry Kroto is the driving force behind it. There's always been this mystery in astronomy. It was called, in the infrared spectrum, there was a thing called DIBs, diffuse interstellar bands, and there had to be, it had to be a molecule because they were so wide, but there was something between the stars absorbing infrared light. Small type of molecule could be so strong that it could survive in the high radiation energy of space. And so Harry Kroto, I think, knew what it probably was, and he got together with Richard Smalley and Robert Curl, and they, it took them a while, but in 1985, they were able to synthesize the carbon-60 molecule and prove that it exists and had the same spectrum frequency absorption as the DIBs, and they got a Nobel Prize in 1996 for their discovery of carbon-60.
What did scientific studies discover then, since the 80s, about C60 health benefits?
Well, what happened is, you know, obviously this is a new molecule, right? So that after, it took a long time till they could learn to synthesize it. It's still more valuable by weight than gold. But finally, they could synthesize enough that they could test it, and so they wanted to do toxicity studies. And when they did toxicity studies, they found it doubled the lifespan of test animals, primarily by completely preventing the occurrence of cancers, cognitive decline, and other diseases associated with aging.
So, of course, listeners to Parkinson's Recovery Radio are interested in brain health. How does C60 improve brain health?
Well, that's one of the things, the cognitive decline. You know, they found in the studies, and there's been lots of studies, by the way. There's hundreds of studies on animal studies, just a couple human studies. And it did things from radiation. They give, like, toxic poisons to animals, and they give them C60, and the C60 completely prevented damage from those toxic poisons, from radiation, from a wide variety of things, like when arthritis, it would it not only got rid of the inflammation. C60 is a very powerful antioxidant. It got not only got rid of the inflammation, but actually stimulated the stem cells to replace the missing cartilage. And basically what C60 is, it's a super antioxidant. It can do the job of SOD, superoxygen dismutase, catalase, glutathione, and CoQ10, which are the main antioxidants our body produces. And so in the cells, and of those three, four, only CoQ10 you can supplement for. So there's nothing other for the other three. And so basically what happens when you take C60, as we get older, a lot of our antioxidants our body naturally produces decline. So when you take C60, it completely replaces those missing natural antioxidants, and that allows the mitochondria and cellular metabolism and all lots of other things to return to normal.
Sounds like then most of the studies have been animal studies, and there have been quite a few with promising results and a couple of studies with humans. Do the human studies pretty much replicate what the animal studies show?
Yes, pretty much. We actually conducted one, C60 Purple Power, on basically it was on C60 and eye health. And in our study, we know so many customers have come in and said, oh, I had this light cataract, you know, and it had disappeared when they've been using C60. They go back to their optometrist, it was gone. So we decided to do a study on that. And it slightly reduced cataracts, but we found that everybody's vision improved significantly in the study. And we think that was with the optic nerve. And, you know, the optic nerve is actually extension of the brain into the eyeball. So it's essentially part of the brain. And how C60 helps the brain and neurons, which are for your Parkinson's people interested in, is that when the C60 goes into your cell, obviously protects against massive of toxics, because most toxins break down and make oxidative radicals. And then that's those oxidative radicals that actually do the damage in their cell. Well, C60 prevents those oxidative radicals from doing the damage, And so your cell's metabolism can work correctly. So proteins can be made correctly. Neurotransmitters can be made correctly. And those are usually made in the endoplasmic reticulum. And all those different metabolisms in the cell can work correctly. And when the cell works correctly, then it can get the job done. And that's probably why people have they had no cognitive decline. The test animals didn't. But also people that take it, you know, they say that the brain fog disappears. And we've had customers that tell us they had Parkinson's, they take C60, and their shaking would go way, way down. And a lot of the other symptoms associated with would be vastly reduced.
Could you then say a little bit more about the specific ways that C60 improves neuron health?
Okay, well, there's some ways. I don't know if there's some slides you'll probably, some of the listeners will be seeing if they do have a visual representation. And the first thing, I'm going to get some to the core thing. First thing it is the brain is like 2% of the body weight, yet it processes 20% of the energy, and it also produces about 20% of the waste. And in the one slide, if you're seeing it there, there's kind of a, you know, normally your veins will have a, they'll have a vein, and then they'll have some space around it, and the astrocytes surround your veins and arteries in the brain. And what happens at nighttime when you sleep, deep sleep, actually all those toxins, those used up proteins and other things are dumped into this space between the capillaries or the veins and the outside. And there's actually this rhythmic pulsing that goes on that kind of goes into the lymph system that eliminates all that waste. And they think like Alzheimer's is part of that is because you can't get the amyloid plaques out. And it's also, they think, probably possibly with the Lewis bodies that are found in Parkinson's neurons might be to it. So one of the things C60 does, once it gets in the cells, it'll especially epithelial cells like astrocytes on the outside of these veins and capillaries, they will it strengthens them so that you get, so that when you do sleep at night, they don't leak. So you can, and they pulse correctly so that they can get the waste out. Now I'm going to go into the specific, what happens in specific cells. This is in neurons and in cells in general. When C60 gets in there, obviously it stops oxidative damage, so the cell metabolism or the cellular metabolism will work correctly. But one of the key things that C60 does, it gets into the mitochondria. For your listeners, mitochondria are little organelles in the cell. And they're like the powerhouse of the cell. They provide ATP, adenine triphosphate, and it's like the energy molecule for the cell. So everything in the cell runs off ATP. And as we get older, the mitochondria, the larger cell provides mitochondria with antioxidants, primarily SOD, superoxygen dismutase, and catalase, and they take care of the oxidative radicals produced in like the furnace of the mitochondria. Well, as we get older, those ones provided by the bigger cells go down, and so the mitochondria actually have to tune down their production because they would damage themselves. They have, you know, they can self-regulate that way. When you take C60, it completely replaces the missing SOD and catalase, so your mitochondria can go back up to full production of ATP. And once you get full production of ATP, the energy molecule yourself, that means all the metabolic processes in your cell can now operate correctly. Like for instance, in neurotransmitters, at the end of the synapses, the axons where, you know, the nerves are communicating with each other, you know, you have little vesicles that carry the neurotransmitter to the end of the synapse and release it there. Well, ATP, you need ATP to make that whole process, the neurotransmitter, to actually the vesicles to go there and release that. And then once the neurotransmitters are in between the synapses, then they have to be retaken up by the cell and kind of repackaged. And so they have like little neurotransmitter transponders or uptakes and gated calcium channels, and they're basically pulling in these neurotransmitters and repackaging them, and so they can be reused and cycled again. Well, when you get older and you don't have enough ATP, that whole process slows down, and so your nerves can't work as efficiently. So when you have C60, it allows your nerves to work much more efficiently. And another thing C60 does is It also balances calcium balance, but buffers the mitochondria in the cell, buffer calcium, the ionic balance of calcium. And when the ionic balance of calcium is correct, it allows the cell to discharge the potassium sodium method, and, you know, electrical impulses on the cell, which cause the, you know, the nerves to communicate with each other. And so that buffering the calcium inside the cell makes the nerve more efficiently. You've got the energy for the cell to work, which is the ATP. And then the final thing is the mitochondria also make pregnenolone. They synthesize it from the bad cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, the low density, and they take it into the mitochondria. The mitochondria turn it into pregnenolone, which is the precursor molecule for all the hormones. So once you're on C60 for a while, your hormone levels will rise back up to when you were much younger. So, like, there's a lot of neurosteroids in your brain, which help you work better. You know, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, human growth hormone, that'll start working. We had, like, our IT person at our company, she was on thyroid medicine because her thyroid wasn't making any T3 or T4. Well, she's been on C60 for about a year, and she's able to reduce her thyroid medicine two-thirds. So her thyroid's two-thirds back. We've had a lot of other customers that had complete recovery of thyroid hormone production, and it also works in the adrenal glands and all the other things in your body that needs hormones. So when you get your hormone levels back up, that also makes all the metabolic processes, the macro metabolic processes in your body, work so much better.
Well, these are remarkable discoveries. So a person with Parkinson's is probably thinking to themselves, well, so how long would I have to expect it will take me to be able to experience any relief from symptoms, if any at all? So what would be your answer to that? Do they have to stick with it for a year or 2 years?
Well, there's two things on that. There's an immediate improvement. I don't know if you were recommended me from one of the people that uses our product. There's an immediate improvement. When you take C60 within just hours, you'll get a noticeable reduction, or at least the customers report a noticeable reduction in, like, shaking symptoms. They start going down. And a lot of the other things associated with balance issues and stuff seem to improve. But this is the initial thing. Then there's, like, a long-term improvement, because once C60 is in there, and C60 doesn't heal anything. What C60 does is it lifts the oxidative burden that your cells are under for whatever reasons, and so that the cells can operate correctly. And once that correct metabolism starts happening, the cell can start rebuilding itself. So a lot of the proteins and neurotransmitters and all the other things, the chemicals the cell needs to produce, they're not being produced correctly, either because there's not enough ATP or they're being damaged by oxidative radicals. Well, C60 lifts that burden, so now your cells can work correctly and start rebuilding themselves. And not only that, but at C60 also, it's been found that C60 greatly stimulates stem cell production. It gets rid of senescent, kind of burnt out old cells that have shortened telomeres, and then replaces them with stem cells come in and replace those cells that have been apoptotically removed. And so you get, like, new cells in there to help, you know, the other cells function better. That's why the cartilage regrew in the rats. But it also seems to be working in the brains of people. And, you know, in Parkinson's, you know, some of it's been associated with damage caused by pesticides and maybe other environmental toxins. They don't really know the whole story on that. But one of the things is, when you take C60, you know, those toxins actually damage the body. As they get broken down, they produce high-energy oxidative radicals, which C60 neutralizes. So it'll prevent further damage, and it'll allow your cells to function, metabolize correctly. And so over a long period of time, you get a gradual improvement as well.
I am your host, Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery, and my esteemed guest today is Kenneth Swartz, who is the Chief Executive Officer of C60 Purple Power. And just as a reminder to all of my listeners, both Kenneth and I are researchers. We are not medical doctors, and so neither he nor I are making any claims about what this might specifically do for any symptoms you might personally be experiencing. We don't have any specific research evidence using Parkinson's patients in a study that would use C60. So be sure to consult with your medical doctor about whether or not this would be advisable for you to consider. And Ken, let me also follow up and say, does this require a prescription from a medical doctor?
No, you can just go to C60PurplePower.com and order it yourself. They did toxicity studies of C60. Now, one special thing about C60 as an antioxidant, it's a selective antioxidant. That means it only interacts with high-energy oxidative radicals such as superoxygen, hydrogen peroxide, hydroxyl ion or radical, and various other peroxides. One thing it doesn't interact with is it doesn't interact with the nitrogen oxides and other, there's certain reactive oxidative species or oxidative radical the body uses for signaling molecules. The nitrogen oxides are one, and there's some based on iron, sulfur, and zinc. C60 doesn't interact with any of the signaling reactive oxidative species the body uses for its own communication. Some antioxidants, if you take too much, can cause metabolic problems because they're interfering with these communicating radical oxidative species. C60 doesn't interfere at all with that. That's like if they did an animal study, they did toxicity studies, and they found it even 10,000 times the C60 you might be taking, there were no toxic effects whatsoever. So it's essentially you can never overdose or have toxic damage from the C60 itself.
The C60 was discovered in the mid-80s. There's actually a couple of Nobel Prizes associated with this. So it's been quite a while since the discovery, and I think myself and most listeners are just learning about this. Why has it taken so long for us to get the word?
Well, one of the things is it took a long time before people could figure out how to mass produce C60. It was, first they made it in the lab. It was in minuscule amounts, just enough to do the science testing. I mean, the way they did it, they just needed minuscule. So it took a long time for people to actually learn how to manufacture C60 in quantities that were enough. And then the purification process is very long and elaborate. And so that ended up, even today, C60 is more valuable by weight than gold. So it was even more expensive in the past. And that really prevented a lot of studies until maybe in the that's when the first studies came out, and they've had more and more studies come since then. But that's the main thing, and it was very, very small, amounts of studies. But as more and more is learned about it, then there's been more and more and more and more studies, and it's one of those cutting edge things too. I mean, This is even in the pre-adopter stage. So if you're even hearing about C60, you're one of those one out of a thousand people who actually knows anything about the carbon-60 molecule.
People hearing the connection of the price of this relative to the price of gold. So is this going to be a terribly expensive kind of a therapy for people to pursue?
Not necessarily, because the concentrations in the product are pretty low. Just oil can, we have to, C60 has no ability to dissolve in water, so it actually dissolves in organic oil, and it's about 0.1% of the oil. So I think we sell like an 8-ounce bottle would do you for about a month, a little over a month, maybe a month and a half, about a tablespoon to a teaspoon a day, depending on maybe a tablespoon a day if you've got severe symptoms. And so that'll last you about a month. But it just is what it is. And there, you better be careful. Most C60 producers are pretty legitimate and put out a good product for their customers. But since it's become popular, there's a lot of fly-by-night guys that are putting out products that have either no C60 in them or really, really low concentration. So if you're not going to one of the established producers, C60 Purple Power, we're one of the originals. You should probably, if it's really cheap, it probably just doesn't have the C60 in it. That's just the way of production and the way it is. And time and technology grows, the price will drop, but it's just you get what you pay for. There's a lot of guys out there that are selling stuff, you know, for really cheap, but it doesn't really have anything in it. It's an unregulated market, so you really have to go with the established producers who've have a reputation and have been in the market since it began.
Thank you, Ken, for those insights. That's been my experience, too, with any of these new products. And the one I'm really familiar with is CBD oil, which is finally made legal in the United States. Oh, my goodness. There are a number of listeners of my audience who purchase that, and their goal is the least cost possible. So they buy something and they don't find any result. I mean, no result at all. And they think, oh, this is not going to help me. And so I keep telling listeners, look, if you want to pursue something like C60, get it from Ken Swartz, because you can rest assured this is a high quality source, that he's good to his word. It's got exactly what it is that's advertised. So don't mess around with trying to search on whatever source you might be comfortable searching to get a good price, because chances are you're going to get really something that's going to be throwing your money down the toilet. So thank you for pointing out that very, very important reality of our world today. When anything winds up being successful, it seems like there are just hundreds, if not thousands, of small businesses that realize, oh, I can make some money on this. And they do. And they do make money. But of course, that does not benefit the health of their consumers. Well, I have an almost personal question of curiosity. There's a lot of concerns about 5G. And you mentioned the effects of this for radiation. Is there any expectation that this might provide some insulation of the 5G exposure for people that's now coming down the road?
Well, some of it can do. One of the problems with 5G is they found that it jams open the ion channels for the calcium channels for ions. So that's one of the and you have little membrane in the membrane. There'll be these channels that calcium comes in and out. It's an ion gated channel, and it can kind of 5G can jam those open. So the calcium balance on inside of your cell can be a problem, and of course that generates oxidative radicals, which C60 can neutralize, but also C60 helps the mitochondria buffer calcium, so it can help protect you against that. So it can indefinitely, and you know, in animal studies, C60 is more of a preventive thing. It completely prevented the occurrence of cancers and cognitive decline and other diseases associated with aging. And so like a lot of things they found in like, with 5G is basically microwaves, is that, you know, you have a problem, it appears that there's a problem with skin cancers, you can start developing cataracts because the microwaves are mostly absorbed into the skin or into the lenses of the eye or something, that they're all surface absorbed, and that's where you're going to have problems. And of course, C60 can help neutralize those problems. Of course, the best thing is to avoid 5G environments. And there are actually clothing now you can buy that are 5G protective.
Oh, I didn't know that. So tell us more about that.
Oh, yeah. You can go online and you can find it. And it's basically, well, one of the things we talked about in a further show is the actual, if you've ever seen that silvery reflective film that you put on windows to keep out UV light and heat.
Yes.
That almost completely blocks 5G radiation. And so there's people that, you know, take it and put that over their windows, but they've also put it on their walls and their floors and the doors. And so now they have like a 5G proof room. And some people like put it on sheets on their bed or make it on little caps to help also protect them. Same, you know, that same thing and put it into clothing. So you can go online and you can get this 5G electromagnetic protection clothing where you can actually wear it. There's a bunch of them out there, and some of it's actually pretty stylish. So you could be wearing your 5G proof clothing and walk down the street and nobody would notice.
that's really fascinating. I actually had no idea. Now, if people want to connect with you or explore this in greater detail, how should they get in touch with you?
Okay, you can go. Well, we have our website is c60purplepower.com. But if you want to connect with me directly, you can go at ken@c60purplepower.com. And that will come directly to me.
So that first word is Ken, K-E-N, at, and then the address of the website, which is c60purplepower.com. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, it's the number 60. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, do you ship to countries outside the United States?
Yes, we ship all over the world. And there's a few countries we don't ship to the world, but those are usually under, you know, sanctions or something. And, yeah, so we can get it anywhere. But we have just to warn people for international shipping right now, because of the CV stuff, it takes a little longer to get through customs. They basically put it in there, put it in quarantine in customs, and then they'll kick it loose, you know, 3 weeks later or something. So there's a little bit slowness, but this is for all packages going international now, not just ours, just to let people know that we use DHL, which is the best international shipper out there.
On your website, it looks like there's also a choice. A person can acquire automated shipping every month. So if they do that, they actually get a discount on their purchase price. They can purchase just one bottle, or they can purchase it on a regular shipment every month. Is that right?
Yes, we have those options. And, yeah, all of our oils are organic. We have certificates of analysis of our oils, you know, and before they come in, so and our NRC 60, so everything has certificates of analysis. Also, after we're done manufacturing it, it goes to a third party who tests it and does certificates of analysis on, you know, purity, safety, concentration of C60, the whole thing. So everything's third-party tested coming in and going out, so you can be assured of the best safety and efficacy of our products.
So as must be obvious to everybody who's listening to this radio show, we have scant evidence on the effectiveness of this for persons experiencing neurological symptoms. We don't have any research evidence. But as you can well imagine from the studies that have been done, especially on animals and some on humans, that this offers incredible promise, and I just want to encourage all of you who are listening to consider this as a potential therapeutic option. So sink down into your best wisdom and your instincts, talk with your medical doctor, and I want to encourage you to consider this as a therapy, to stick with it, and most importantly, get back to me and let me know how it is going for you. We want to get the word out. Obviously, as has been the case with me for the past 10 years, I'm always identifying the most promising therapies that are out there. And this clarity to me is one of them. So everybody, please be awed by the potential of this to be able to provide healing from the inside out. So Ken, as people begin to reflect back on listening to this interview today, 1 week from now or a month from now, what do you want them to most remember about this interview?
Well, it's C60's amazing antioxidant effects and just all the scientific studies that have come out that have these just incredible health benefits. A lot of these are online, but, you know, the initial studies, it doubled the lifespan of animals by completely preventing the occurrence of cancers, cognitive declines, and other diseases associated with aging. And C60 acts, you know, sort of as a preventive measure. It doesn't heal anything. It just lifts the oxidative burden that the cells are under. So now the cells can operate the way they're supposed to, the way they did when they were younger, and have the proper metabolism, and then all the benefits that spring from that.
So this is not designed to suppress symptoms, but rather to facilitate the ability of the body to heal from the inside out.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, it just allows the body to heal itself, because once the oxidative burden, which is causing the problem in the first place, messing with the metabolism, messing with causing the damage, once that's gone, then the cells can operate the way that they naturally are meant to operate, and they can heal themselves.
Well, I have to tell you, Ken, given the evidence that you presented, and especially the emphasis on the fact that as we age, we need this extra support, that I'm going to be going onto your website and ordering some for myself and my family. I'm thinking, whoa, this sounds really absolutely wonderful. Well, on behalf of the many thousands of listeners of Parkinson's Recovery Radio, I want to really thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to be able to explain to us what this new revelation, this new discovery is promising to provide in terms of health and wellness to millions of people across the globe.
Yep, I was glad to be on, and I like to spread the message about, you know, the health benefits of C60 because it's really helped me and my family and friends and so many other people out there.
Thank you again, Ken, a million times over. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and of course, all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you've connected in here to the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show, that indeed you're traveling down the road to recovery in your own way, in your own time, using your own instinct and your best wisdom. Thank you so much for being a supporter of Parkinson's Recovery. Please feel free to listen to any of the over 260 replays that are available to find amazing suggestions, as you have just discovered from this amazing interview with Kenneth Swartz, CEO of C60 Purple Power. Thank you so much for listening to our amazing interview today. This is Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery. You can see our many services that are provided at our main website, which is www.parkinsonsrecovery.com. Good day.